Welcome back to Streets of Gold. I'm Larry Wayne, and Phil Kagi was born in 1951 in Youngstown, Ohio. In 1966, he began recording with the Squires, which leads us to our very first question for Phil Kagi today. How'd you get started in the music business?
Actually, I didn't get started in the music business. I got started in music. That's how it really started with me. I've been a bad businessman all my life, you know, so I could say I'm still a musician, but not a very good businessman. My introduction to playing guitar and singing basically came about when I was around 10, and I got my first guitar, a real guitar with real strings, and they had to be tuned, you know. By the time I was 11, I was in fifth grade. My brother bought me my first electric guitar for Christmas. It was just a memory I'll never forget, my brother Dave. I started at that time, you know, I'm an Ohio boy, and I started in Ohio, but then our family moved out to California. So the rage in 1962 was surf music, you know, in Southern California. The Beach Boys just came out. There was, you know, the Ventures were going, and there was those songs like Boss and Wipeout and all those things. Well, those were the songs I was learning on the guitar. Misery Lou by Dick Dale and the Daletones. Great sounding songs, you know. Dwayne Eddy was already going. But I got started then. And then, you see, in the winter of 63, I first heard the Beatles. And I just fell in love with the sound of the guitars. I fell in love with the sound of the voices of John, Paul, and George. And then that just kicked me up into another level. I started getting together, and I formed a band in California. And you got to remember, you know, it's 1964, Hard Day's Night just comes out, probably around June or something like that. And I'd get together with friends and we'd just play these Beatles songs. And I was in the seventh grade, had a band. Our band entered a talent show, or Battle of the Bands it was, and we won. And just great memories. This excitement when you're so young and all of a sudden all these things are happening in your life with music, and it was exciting. Had nothing to do with the business, okay? Then I got into a couple more bands through my teenage years, the Squires, the Volume 4, the New Hudson Exit, and we all had little recording experiences. The first real record that I did was called Batmobile, 1966, with the Squires. And then in 67, I was in a band called New Hudson Exit, and we did a song called Come With Me on Date Records. We were a young band, teenagers, you know. Someone arranged for us to go to the studio. We recorded, someone manufactured the records, and they mysteriously appeared. You know, and here we had records. We could hold 45 RPMs. Then in 68, I started a band called the Glass Harp with my friend John Safara. And by 1970, we recorded our first album for Decca, okay? And still, we were youngsters, you know. I was 19 when we signed with Decca. My mom, you know, encouraged us, okay, go ahead, boys, go for it. And none of us knew any of the business, but we still played our hearts out, and we wrote songs, and we traveled, and we toured, and we opened up for a lot of bands in those days. In 1970, I became a Christian and gave my heart to Jesus, and my guitar playing ability actually improved, you know, from 69 to 70, and that was mostly in part to the Lord coming into my heart and renewing my mind those sort of things. So that's how I got started. That gives you kind of a history right there.
Our producer Jack next time will rephrase that question from business to ministry. Here's Phil Kagi when he was with Glass Harp from 1972. Do Right on Streets of Gold.
Do Lord.
Hello, everyone. This is Phil Kagi, and you're listening to Streets of Gold.
What a day that is going to be, huh? Meeting Moses and David and Peter, Paul, especially Jesus, and hopefully seeing him smile when he sees me. Man, you can just imagine that all day, can't you? Phil Kagi, the title track from his debut solo album released in 1974, What a Day on Streets of Gold. Now, in 1976, Phil came out with his second album called Love Broke Through. And on the title track, we asked him, how did he get together with Keith Green and Randy Stonehill to write that song?
Well, a correction here. I recorded the song but I didn't co-write any of it. It was Todd Fishkind who was the third writer of that song, Keith Green, Randy Stonehill, and a man named Todd Fishkind, who actually was the man who came up with the melody in the chorus, which is a beautiful melody in the chorus. I was the first to record it on a actual, you know, record label at that time. It was a small independent label called New Song, and Buck Herring of Second Chapter of Acts produced that album in 76. Keith Green taught me the song personally, played the piano and wrote the words out for me by hand, and it was great learning it from him. And still to this day, no one sings it like Keith, you know, and although he's gone, his voice rings on, sings on, and I love hearing it. In fact, I have a special copy of that song. The week that I recorded that song, Keith took me to a studio, and he demoed the song, and I played and harmonized with him on it. It was pretty special.
Like a foolish dreamer trying to build a highway to the sky, all my hopes would come tumbling down, and I never knew just why. Until today, when you pulled away the clouds that hung like curtains on my eyes, well, I've been blind all these wasted years, and I thought I was so wise, but then you took me by surprise. Like waking up from the long, searching for that crazy missing part, and with one touch you just rolled away the stone that held my heart. And now I see that the answer was as easy as just asking you in, and I am so sure I could never doubt your gentle touch again. It's like
Lost Until Your Love Broke Through. That is Keith Green's version of that song on Streets of Gold. And a reminder for us to pray for those that we know that haven't yet enjoyed the wonderful security of knowing Jesus as their personal Savior. More of our conversation with Phil Kagi coming up next, but if there's an artist you'd like for us to chat with, we will do our best to get a hold of them. Now, while you're there, radio stations that carry the program nationwide are listed, and also some live streaming audio.